Finders Keepers by Stephen Connolly.
Thanks for the lift, Diana. Much appreciated.
No worries, Michael.
Another 5 minutes and I was going to start walking.
It's lucky I saw you. Did you miss your bus?
I was celebrating my results in the park. Got carried away and lost track of time, like you do.
So what were your grades?
2 B's and a C. Get in!
How much have you had to drink?
Me? Nothing. No, there's only 2 buses today go past my road, and the next one's not until 6.
Couldn't your folks have picked you up?
My folks? You gotta be kidding.
Michael gets his A-level results today, George. What if he's got the grades he needs for university? You have to tell him.
Don't keep going on. Should never have agreed to all this studying nonsense. I mean, what's the point? It's never going to be possible for him to go.
He's 18 next week. You have to tell him. George, you've got to. You should have told him months ago. You can't just land him with it on the morning of his birthday. Some present that'll be.
What do you think this is easy for me? What it'll mean for us? For him? I'll tell him when he gets home, okay? He'll understand.
You've been saying that for weeks. I need to get this out on the line. Can you do me a fire?
Okay. He'll understand.
My dad is unbelievable. He just sits on his backside all day while Mum waits on him hand and foot. It's like some stupid sitcom.
He must do something.
In theory, he's some kind of farm labourer, but I've never actually seen him leave the house. I used to think he was a poacher. We're right out in the sticks. You could probably catch plenty of deer, pheasant, all sorts. I reckon he's fiddling the system, living on benefits. God, what if he's a criminal? In hiding or something? Or even that bloke. Who was it? Lord Lucan.
Oh, be serious, Michael. How do you stand with UCAS? When do you hear where you're going?
I got all my grades, so I'm sorted. Business studies at Reading. How about you?
Theatre management at Bristol. Business studies? I thought you wanted to do music technology.
I would have loved to, but I can't afford to risk something that arty just to end up back at home unemployed. No, I need a nice safe course with a fat little job guaranteed at the end of it, so I never have to go home again.
Have you told your folks you'll be leaving?
Thanks, Diana.
Think about tonight, Michael. It'll be brilliant.
Maybe.
Maybe nothing. You're coming if I have to drag you. What's your postcode? Your turning's not showing up on my sat-nav.
Don't know if we have one. The house called Keeper's Lodge.
Nice. Is it part of some old estate?
Doubt it. There's no big house for miles.
So, where's your house?
Over there. The turning goes straight to it.
I don't see it.
See the break in the trees? Look left. Past the fields. The barn. Then there's the house.
Where?
Give me your arm.
I don't bite, Michael.
It's right there.
Oh, I see it. Right, no excuses. Janet's tonight. Everyone'll be there.
But I wasn't invited.
Nobody was invited. I know where you live now. So I'll be back at 6. See you.
My name is Kaufman. For the duration of this mission, you are technically civilians. However, you are still subject to military discipline and the Official Secrets Act. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
After the mission is over, you will be returned to your regiments. You will not discuss the mission with anybody. Is that understood?
Okay. Yes.
According to Corporal Pearson, you are good with weapons and know how to obey orders.
Yes, sir.
Let's hope so. Hand over your cell phones. They will be returned to you after the mission, along with your expenses.
You've got to be kidding. The day I get my results and now you tell me I can't go to university?
But it's my fault, son. I should have spoken before.
We are proud of your results, son.
Only leave this to me, love.
Yes, dear.
Mum, don't be such a doormat. You always let him walk all over you. Stand up to him for once.
Michael!
Your father is the head of the household.
Apologise!
Sorry, Mum.
You're disappointed, son. We understand.
Is it the fees? I wasn't going to ask you for the money anyway. They do student loans these days, Dad.
It's nothing to do with the money. It's just... Michael, your place is here with us. With this house. You'll be 18 next week and that means new responsibilities.
Dad, I'm going to university in September whether you like it or not. And you know what? When I've got my degree, I'm never coming back.
So what are we supposed to be doing?
There is a house tucked away in the countryside, not too far away, containing three people. Three very dangerous people.
Terrorists?
Just so.
What are we supposed to do to this house and these three people?
Simple. We take them out.
Could you be a wee bit more specific?
Our mission is to destroy the house, complete the occupants. No survivors, no witnesses. Is that specific enough?
Michael, you can go to university later, when you're older maybe. Oh, come on, son. We need to talk about this.
You can't keep me here, Dad. It's not fair.
Just open the door, son.
I've done everything you ever asked me, Dad. I put up with living out here with no friends, no money. You knew how much effort I put into studying, and all the time you weren't going to let me go to university. It's not fair.
Son, there's things I have to tell you. About me, about your mother, about the house. Things I should have told you before. You must have wondered why I never leave the house.
Go away.
Michael, I am the keeper.
What?
I am the keeper. Please open the door.
What, like in a football team?
No, I am the keeper of Keeper's Lodge. I am the keeper of the portal.
The what?
The portal, son. The door of ages.
You're mad.
This house is special, son. It guards a portal, a doorway to another dimension. On the other side of that portal stands another world.
You've got to be kidding.
The position of portal keeper is a sacred trust, handed down the family for centuries. My father was keeper before me, and you were next in line.
Do you really think you can keep me here by pretending to be mad?
Why do I never go into town, son? Why do I never leave the house, even? Why do you think we've never been on holiday? As portal keeper, I am forbidden from leaving the lodge on pain of death. Son, listen to me. You can't go to university. Because when you turn 18 next week, you become keeper in my place. Once you've taken over, your mother and I can have a holiday. I haven't been away from the house in over 20 years. Look, pass me that. Ta. Now, before I show you the actual portal, I'm going to need to cover some basics. God, I can't tell you how good it is to be able to talk about it after all these years. Right. The portal leads into the ancient realm of Garandia.
Do we have to do this now?
Look, don't interrupt. The portal was constructed 1,000 years ago by the Old Ones, also known as the Visitors, the Strangers, the Travellers in Darkness, the Ones with Many Names. Now, as a keeper can never leave the lodge...
What's that? Up there.
What? Oh, the portal alarm. It sounds when the portal opens. You'll know when that goes off, I can tell you. Right. The keeper can never leave the lodge...
I've never heard it.
What?
If the alarm's so loud, How come I've never heard it?
Well, there's soundproofing, son. Can't afford to attract attention. And the portal hasn't been opened in a while.
So when was the last time you opened this door?
Portal, son. Try and get it right.
OK, the portal. When was the last time somebody actually used it?
1994.
That's before I was even born.
Look, can we stick to a point? We need to discuss money.
Money?
What do you think I brought you down here? The keeper can never leave the lodge, so the old ones supply the means of survival. Look.
All I'm saying is that we need to find better people in future, that's all. Surely with all these government cutbacks, there must be ex-MI5 people available. No, I'm still on the motorway. I stopped to pick up gasoline. The other two are inside. Relax, we're still running to schedule. I'm 20 minutes from the target. I have never understood why you put so much trust in this Corporal Pearson. I know he works cheap, but we should be using our own trained professionals, not relying on military rejects. These two? Yes, they can handle it. Corporal Pearson made it clear he isn't expecting them back. So at least we won't need to pay them any expenses.
So, how did you get dragged into this?
I owe some people a lot of money. Pearson promised he'd help wipe the slate clean.
I got done for striking an officer. If I do this for Pearson, he can put a word in. Hopefully get a couple of years off my sentence. What do you make of him?
Kaufman? Not much. What do you reckon he is? MI5?
I think he's some kind of private sector. Or even Europe. I'm not convinced he's official at all.
If we have all this gold, how come we don't have a car, or decent food, or have holidays?
Look, I told you, son, I can't leave the house. And I can hardly send your mother to the bank with them.
Are you saying we can't spend this?
Look, there's this bloke I know. Once a month he drops in and I trade him some of these beauties for cash.
How much?
50 quid each.
Dad, these are solid gold. They're worth thousands.
All right then, Mr. Clever Clogs. What do you suggest? I put them on eBay. Do you have any idea how difficult it is dealing in gold?
It's the 21st century, Dad. How difficult could it be? All these years, Mum and I have gone without. Well, you've been sitting on all this.
Oh, stop complaining. We've done all right, haven't we? You've never gone hungry.
And isn't it dangerous keeping all this gold in the house? What if somebody broke in?
Don't you worry about that.
What's it all for, anyway? What's the point of a flaming door that nobody uses? What was that for?
Some respect when you talk of a portal.
Supper in 10 minutes.
I'm sorry, son. I know it's a lot to take in, but believe me, there are compensations. Now, help me get this lot picked up.
Sorry, Dad. Got to go.
Everybody out.
Hang on. Where's this house?
You said there'd be a house.
Did you think we were going to park outside it? Knock on the door, perhaps? Stop asking stupid questions and get the equipment unloaded.
Wash your hands for supper, Michael.
Sorry, Mum. Going out.
There won't be a bus for ages yet. Sit down and eat something.
I'm getting a lift. Haven't you heard of a car? Mum?
Back downstairs, you. I'm not finished.
George!
Later, Dad. I'm going out. That'll be her now.
You invited someone here? After everything I told you?
Don't worry, she's not stopping.
George, what do we do?
Just stay calm.
Now what's the problem?
Did you show her the house?
Get off!
Did you show her the house? You idiot. What have you done? There are people out there who were killed to find us. Quickly!
I'm doing my best.
What in God's name are you doing?
Look, Michael, get into the kitchen, bolt the back door and move the table against it. Now!
No.
Hello? Michael?
The kitchen table? Now!
Diana, come round the back.
Be careful of that equipment.
You don't have anything to carry.
Keep those generators clear of the ground.
I still don't see a house.
Shut up and keep moving.
How far are we supposed to be going?
Head for the barn.
Son, I am pledged to defend the portal at any cost. She is an intruder, and if you open that door, I will be forced to kill her.
Listen to your father, Michael.
Put that away before you get hurt, Dad.
Michael, no!
Shut up. I'm fed up living out here in the sticks. No TV, no car, no holidays, nobody allowed to visit. I'm not doing it anymore. I can't live without any friends, without a chance to study, to see the world. And you can forget this portal rubbish. If you want to live in a fairy story, that's your problem. But not me. Tomorrow, I'm moving out.
Michael, you can't do this.
I should have done it months ago. I'll find a room with someone from school and come September, I'll be off to uni. You're not stopping me this time, Dad. I will do whatever it takes to get to university, even if it means working for organised crime or McDonald's. I'll be back for my stuff tomorrow.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Diana. Can we get out of here?
Sorry, Michael. I'm afraid there's been a change of plan. All of you, put your hands up, now.
Diana?
Shut up, Michael. Now, take me to your portal.
Get the equipment unpacked.
You could give us a hand.
What the hell are these anyway? Some kind of weapon.
Quickly, quickly.
Who the hell are you?
Dad, this is Diana Hunter from school.
Diana Jaeger, actually.
Jaeger.
Oh my God!
Drop the knife, old man. You look ridiculous.
What do you mean, Jaeger?
The Hunter's son, the Seekers, the ancient enemy, the adversaries.
Okay. He's got the picture.
You've got to be kidding. You're Janet's friend, Diana. You're going to Bristol to do theatre management. Why are you waving a gun about and talking about flaming portals? What was that for?
Show some respect when you speak of the portal. Haven't you taught him anything?
You've come to destroy it.
Of course. Kaufman, I'm inside the house and the detector is armed.
Excellent, ma'am. We shall be at the first firing position in 2 minutes.
Negative, Kaufman. Stay where you are until I call you in.
What?
Don't question my orders, Kaufman. After that shambles in Berlin, you're lucky you still have a job.
Berlin was not my fault. You forgot to tell me we were dealing with the identical twins, and then you left your mobile phone in a taxi.
Enough! This portal could be underground, in an attic, anywhere. You will not arm the weapons until I have seen the portal with my own eyes. Is that clear? Right. Where is your portal?
Why don't you go and kiss my...
Where did that come from?
What is she playing at?
Where did that come from? There's nothing out there.
Keep moving. Time to earn your money.
She said to stay here. I heard her.
Then I say get moving. Take a generator each.
Don't play games with me, old man.
You're bluffing. You can't shoot me, you know it.
True, but I can shoot her.
No!
What do you mean, you can't shoot him?
Look, I am the keeper of the portal, sonny. If anything happens to me, the portal automatically alerts the old ones, the visitors.
Oh, enough! In 10 minutes, your portal will be dust, old man.
Well, go on, destroy it. Destroy that which you're incapable of understanding.
Don't give me that. Your portal is a devil's doorway, an instrument of Satan.
Oh, that's just Vatican propaganda.
I am a Jaeger. We exist to destroy portals. We've been destroying them since 1536. This portal will be my 14th kill. Now tell me where it is, or I shoot her.
George?
Wait. I heard what you said on the phone. Your Boltzmann generators destroy everything in a 20-meter radius. You don't need anything like a precise location.
I will count to three.
You've never seen through one, have you?
Dad?
One.
Stop it, George, don't.
Admit it. You've never actually seen through a portal, that's it.
Two. You're wasting time, old man.
It's so obvious. All these years tracking portals down and destroying them, all the while the curiosity growing inside. What would it be like to look through a portal? Through a door into Garandia? Oh, what might you see? The mountains of the moon gleaming by the shores of the great sea?
Shut up! I am dedicated to destroying portals. That is my purpose. Now, I believe I had counted...
It's in the cellar!
You, put the generator here.
She said to stay where we were.
She has activated the detector inside the house.
What house? There's nothing there.
Watch. I press the green button. The generator automatically locks on to the target.
But what's it pointing at?
Pay attention. When I give you the order on this, press the red button on the generator here. The red button, you understand?
Understood.
Your call sign is Alpha Von. Take this gun. If anybody tries to stop you, shoot them.
Shoot them?
And you?
Me?
Bring the other generator.
Gold always leaves a trail, old man. That's what you people never learn. You need to join the 21st century. Ever heard of electronic banking?
Ah, bloody ah.
We've suspected a portal in this district for years. Fortunately, Michael here gave us the last piece of the puzzle.
Me?
Dear Michael, such a miserable loner, always moaning about living with his parents out in the sticks.
Very clever.
Look what we have here. Lovely. We put people in all the local schools, and what did we find? You stuck out like a sore thumb, Michael. Thanks to your stupid parents, you didn't know that the portal house is only visible to the keeper and his family. But I had a theory. What if I could persuade you to point it out to me? Would that allow me to see it too? A bit of flirting, an offer of a lift home, and the rest was easy.
You use me?
Oh, the Jaegers are cunning and ruthless, son. Don't blame yourself. We should have warned you.
Enough! Where is the portal?
It's underneath. What's that noise? Someone's upstairs.
They can't be.
Give me that.
Don't be a fool.
George, don't!
Okay, it's armed.
What has she done? Come on! Answer! Answer!
Get me to the kitchen.
What have you done?
Are the generators ready?
Armed and targeted.
Then fire them. Do it now.
We're too close. The blast will take us with it.
Just do it.
Come in, Alpha 1. Come in, Alpha 2. Do you copy?
Press the red button now.
I am pressing it. Nothing's bloody happening.
I thought the portal was in the cellar.
Whatever happens, Michael, whatever you see, don't interrupt.
The kitchen sink? You've got to be kidding. Oh my God!
Good evening, George. I bring greetings from Garandia.
Thank you.
Well, I don't know what went wrong. They had clear instructions. I told them precisely how to set up the generators.
I knew it was a mistake taking you back, Kaufman. What a disaster.
I keep telling you we have to stop getting people from Pearson. If we'd used our own professionals, this would not have happened.
And I keep telling you I have a budget to keep to. Now shut up. We've got to get out of range before a visitor shows up.
And the van? It's registered under my name.
Never mind that now.
Wait, wait for me.
Who is that?
Be quiet.
From the sky to the mountains.
From the mountains to the sea. The circle is unbroken.
The circle has no end.
Noise. What the hell is it coming from? Why can't I see what it's coming from? Oh, what in God's name?
Stop panicking. When we're out of range, I can alert Jay's people. He'll be here inside an hour.
An hour? Didn't you report the location yet?
I've been tracking this portal for years, Kaufman. It's mine. I'm not risking Jay's people stealing the credit. Not after all the work I've put in.
You burnt out the clutch, you stupid woman.
What? I can't have.
Dad?
Don't try to speak, George.
I failed you.
Sacrificing yourself in order to alert us. Only the most faithful would be capable of such an act.
The location is compromised. There are people outside.
Everything is under control, George.
Run!
Save your breath, Kaufman. Look, there's the main road. We'll be out of range there.
Run!
I know!
Run!
It's time for us to part, George.
Goodbye, George.
Goodbye, June. Thank you for everything. Have a safe journey home.
What?
Goodbye, Sandlin. And take care of the portal.
Nobody move.
Who the hell are you?
What the hell is this place? Place you can't see. What kind of terrorists are you?
Stay calm.
And what the hell is that?
That is what you came to destroy.
I can see through it. Is that a sea?
That is the portal. The door of ages, a gate into Garandia, realm of the old one. I am the portal keeper.
It's beautiful.
Would you like to go there? To walk on the shore, sail on that sea?
Mum?
Me? Go through there.
What is there to keep you here, Jock? The army will never promote you, and your ex-wife is taking your children to New Zealand.
How did you know that?
We can go together, John. It's been too long since I walked in Garandia.
Mum, I don't understand.
It's almost time.
Why don't you put the gun down?
I suppose.
Mum, what's happening to you?
Take my hand, John.
This is crazy.
Goodbye, Michael.
Look after her and take care of the portal.
Sorry about the bullet hole.
Mum?
Farewell, Michael. Farewell.
I don't understand. What happened to my mum? Why did she go through?
Michael, try to calm down.
And you? You came through the portal. You're a visitor. What did my mum mean? Look after her.
She meant me, Michael. The portal always provides the keeper with a companion, a visitor from Garandia.
But how can you be Diana?
We always choose a form that will please the keeper.
Think of me as a gift.
I just can't believe it. My mum was one of you? Visitor? From another dimension? I've got to stay here, haven't I? Inside the lodge. Until I die.
Or until your own son turns 18.
My son?
Or daughter. We're broad-minded these days. Cheer up, Michael. We'll have plenty of time to get acquainted.
So what's it all about? What are these portals for?
I want this Corporal Pearson picked up within the hour.
It's being done, sir. How did you handle Kaufman and Diana?
I bought a bag of sugar at the services, then poured it into the car's petrol tank when Kaufman wasn't looking. We won't be hearing from them again.
Anything else to tidy up, sir?
I'll take care of Kaufman's van and the car while I'm here. But I want a clean-up crew here, sharpish, to check for any other evidence.
On its way, sir.
Okay, Michael. Look after yourself. I'll drop in and introduce myself properly in a couple of months, and buy some gold off you. So, just look after that portal.
Try not to be nervous.
Okay.
Trust yourself. The portal automatically gives you the power when you become Keeper.
I hope so.
Didn't I tell you?
Okay, now it's your turn. Come on, we had a deal, remember? Once I mastered the breathing?
Are you sure you want to know?
I'm the portal keeper now. I have a right to know. The portals, what are they for? Who uses them? Who's in charge of it all? Let's start with that. Who's the boss?
Okay, come and sit down. I'll whisper it.
Okay. Like, you've got to be kidding. Stephen Fry?
Finders Keepers was written and produced by Stephen Connolly and recording by Cameron McGregor at Carinium Radio. Michael was played by Paul Dodson, Diana by Chloe, George by Phil James, June by Emily Lacaine, Kaufman by David Hughes, Bazza by Martin Wilkie, Jock by Stephen Connolly, Controller by Cameron McGregor. Phil James and David Hughes appear courtesy of South Cerny Players. Emily Lacaine appears courtesy of Croon Productions.